Bob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Tess. Good to talk to you.
So I guess in the current climate, you know, either siding with or distancing yourself from American politics at the moment is always going to be polarizing. What do you think the motivation behind distancing ourselves from the American administration was?
Well, I think it's very healthy that the foreign minister has distanced herself and Australia from the American paper. Because America says, because the Pentagon and the State Department identify Russia and China as threatening, there's no reason Australia should take that approach. America, America has been particularly insecure as a global empire. Bill Clinton said to me on one occasion, he said, you know, there are a lot of people in America who think our country must always have enemies. And it was almost as if when the Russian threat collapsed at the end of the Cold War, America went looking for other enemies, and it almost settled on China before September 11 got them to focus on the threat of international terrorism. So I think that's, we've always got to be a bit skeptical about the way Washington goes hunting for enemies. I mean, they've just elevated Iran as being a strategic rival. They talk about China as a strategic rival. Well, these are defining problems that aren't necessarily there. Why can't China especially be defined as a partner? And you look at a collaborative and cooperative policy between the two biggest nations in the world. So it's refreshing that Australia's drawn a line. We simply don't sign up to the current American phobia, while at the same time reserving our own right to identify potential threats and challenges in our region.
And so I guess, do you think that this is going to have any lasting effect on the relationship between America and Australia, turning around and saying, I guess, you know, we won't hunt down enemies?
No, I think there's something else Australia's got to grasp. We do so much for the United States. We're such a valuable ally. We work so hard at the alliance partnership. We shouldn't imagine for a moment that a disagreement with America has any adverse effect on the strength of the alliance. For goodness sake, we were the biggest non-NATO contributor in Afghanistan. We even went into the ill-fated, catastrophic Iraq invasion in March 2003. I think this is defensible, we've now got Australians working as trainers and advisors and an Air Force presence in fighting ISIS, and America appreciates that very much. We are acquiring 12 submarines. It's a huge commitment, and Americans regard that as a net addition, a force multiplier for alliance forces, America and its allies in the Asia Pacific. Above all, we host two so-called joint facilities. They're in fact American communication bases, Northwest Cape and Pine Gap, that enable material from American satellites to land on the Earth's surface and be sprung from Australia across to the United States. They are vital because of the position of Australia on the globe to maintaining that satellite communication and giving America something as crucial as this, half an hour's notice of any rocket launch from anywhere in Eurasia directed at the American mainland. And in addition to that, Northwest Cape provides communication with American nuclear-armed submarines. So that's what we do for the alliance. That's what we do for the alliance. A disagreement over how you rate Russia and China as potential threats simply reflects that two allies can have different national interests and a different view of the world.
And so I guess coming from the Chinese perspective, more so than Russia, I suppose, China obviously being a lot closer geographically, what do you think this stance signals to China, if anything?
Well, I think the Chinese believe that the Turnbull government, since January last year, and I'm reflecting research that the think tank I direct has been doing, the Australia-China Relations Institute at UTS, we produced a paper called The Tilt on China, and it records how since January last year, Australia's taken the most anti-China position if we can simplify things with that language, of any nation in Asia, more than the Japanese, more than the Indians, more than Vietnam. Now, this is something the Chinese couldn't help noticing. It's almost as if Australia's gone out of its way to criticise China, and sometimes we've done it with very undiplomatic language. The comment of Barnaby Joyce on the weekend, for example, China's got the capacity to overrun us. That is not diplomatic language. If any senior figure in China, or any member of the seven-member standing committee of the Politburo, had spoken in terms like that about Australia, imagine how we would have taken it. The comments at the start of the year by Senator Theravanti Wells about China's aid program in the Pacific. That's the sort of matter that you list for bilateral discussions between two countries. You don't allow a minister to make a scalding public attack on a country with which you've got a comprehensive strategic partnership, namely China. We're not remotely diplomatic, and I would urge Julie Bishop to seek more opportunities just to curb the rhetoric. You had in the third example, you had Joe Hockey, our ambassador to Washington, say China's behaviour reminds us of what we fought against in the Second World War. Well, I just wish someone serving Australia in as senior a position had a bit more knowledge of history. More than any other country, with the arguable exception of Russia, China suffered. The Chinese people suffered in World War II. And the Second World War for them started in late 1937, early 1938, with the atrocities in Nanjing, the Nanjing Massacre. And they went on to suffer a Second World War that for them started in late 1937. And Australians ought to use more diplomatic language about relations with a country that takes one-third of our exports and underpins Australia's prosperity and the future of its people.
It's definitely one to keep an eye on, Bob. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Good, Tess. Let's do it again.